I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
What are you saying?
Nothing.
No, what were we singing?
I was singing Ghost Story.
You were singing Ghost Story?
Mm-hmm.
Is that your favorite song?
Carrie Underwood. Yeah.
My face is getting
love
better.
It.
Judith, you can't. Do you have it on filter?
No, this is a real camera. That's what I was just looking at, because I hadn't looked at myself all day, and I was like, how's my scary Goonies looking face? It's been a rough week.
I think your face looks
good. Oh my God, I didn't know we were recording.
Sorry.
Coming to you from the Glass House Studios.
I hate that you do that.
Got her.
This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wick.
Thank you. That, Abby, you can't say that and then roll your eyes.
Yes, you can.
This is wrong. This is what I get for working with two beautiful women.
Nice save, bud.
You love us.
I am. Okay. Sammy's doing.
I was taking an Instagram video.
Instagram. All right. It's New Music Monday. It's, you know, we tried out our Facebook posting the deal, the whole video, right?
Yeah.
And we got our feet wet with that. And now we decided to continue to do that. So whenever we have a guest, an artist, we will make the full video available to all of you over on Chuck Wick's Facebook page. Go follow now at Chuck Wick's, W-I-C-K-S. Some people spell it like W-I-X. It's not the way it is.
What in the world?
Okay. Or some people get lazy and they don't put the S on it because they think I'm related to John Wick.
Chuck Wick.
Like the movie. They also think that my dad's name is John Wicks. And they also think when we make reservations, you're like, oh, dude, in the movie. I'm like, nope.
Are you hanging out at surfer bars only?
Oh, bro, dude. Like, oh, my God, bro.
What was that?
Oh, dude, bro. All right. So some big news. I've talked about the Woolworth Theater.
Yes.
That I'm opening up.
Uh-huh.
The first ever theatrical residency Vegas style show ever. In Nashville, Tennessee, being opened up, right?
Woo!
Well, we announce the name. The show that is going to go in there, it's a 10-person cast. Top level, stole all the best acts from Vegas that we could find and all the big Cirque shows that we all love. And it's a comedy. It's a combination, okay, of Cirque-style acts, Broadway, and comedy.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But went out to Vegas to help write the script for it with a script writer who's a comedian. She's fantastic. Her name's Renee. working with nappy tabs.
Wait, I have a question. Did Renee think you were funny?
She did.
Really? Or are you just saying that?
No, she genuinely thought I was funny.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
She actually erased some of her jokes and put in mine.
Okay, that's where I don't believe you.
Okay, yeah. So.
She's a professional comedian.
Okay, relax.
I'm just saying.
But does she have a podcast?
No, I don't think she does. But you know what? I'm proud of you. I feel like you can be funny. Especially, I feel like you're passionate about it. So that, like, you know, bleeds into it, makes it better.
The show is going to be called...
You're welcome, by the way. That was a compliment, you a-hole. I don't know if
it was... Was it? Okay.
But I don't say things I don't mean.
True.
She said you can be funny.
I know.
I did.
Sometimes.
You can be funny.
He can.
Half the time, a quarter of the time.
You know, I didn't say how many... Yeah, I didn't say how much. I just said you can be funny.
You know, a quarter of half the time, you're funny.
I said 63% of the time. It works every time. Anyways, nappy tabs. My freaking faves. Abby, are you okay?
Did you hear Abby's old woman laugh? Do it again.
Her face is awfully pink.
She goes...
What's up with my laugh today?
Can you stop doing that? Let's please move on. Nappy tabs. I love nappy tabs. I watch them on So You Think You Dance as a high schooler, and I dream of them teaching me a dance one day.
Yeah, okay. So, and they just did J-Lo's iconic dance on the iHeartRadio Awards, like last night.
Do you think when they come to Nashville, we could just like sidebar and have a dance class? Like, I'm actually asking as a friend, could you hook that up for me?
Hundo P.
I do not mess with my emotions like this, Chuck. Like, I need it. It doesn't even have to be like this year. Just at some point in my life. My life, that sounded weird.
My life.
Stay focused, Chuck. We were almost there.
My life has gone to pieces. What
this
is that
is
one?
My life is down.
Are you guys drunk? Did I miss the pre-show shots? Resort. Why are you like from Boston with like speech impediment?
What is this song? What's another one?
This is going downhill, you know, so quickly.
I know what you're talking about.
Oh my god.
Cut my life into pieces. Yes. That's a wrong song. It's Papa Roach.
No,
this is my last resort.
Suffocation. No breathing.
No, but we're jeez. What's the other one? Oh my gosh. Come on.
Give us one clue and then maybe we can help read your mind.
Ain't so, I will not go.
Oh, Blink-182.
To love and carry me. No, 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 no. That's what it is.
That's not it, but okay.
No, 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 no. All right. Wow.
Now that you guys can't get those minute and a half back of your life, let's move forward.
We just lost everybody in the podcast.
They're like, I am done with this week's episode.
Before
next?
I wanted to tell them the name of the show going into the Woolworth
Theater. Do you know that you went off that entire tangent? By the way, I accidentally said life.
You added to it.
Life.
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 Okay. It's called Shiners.
Bum-ba-da-da.
Shiners.
Thank you. It's
we didn't even plan that.
Yeah, it was pretty good, actually. I don't know if it's a Shiners. It's about a bunch of eclectic moonshiners, a family of moonshiners. And it's the storyline is phenomenal. And it's so funny. There's so much talent involved. And we were rehearsing in Nashville. Oh my gosh. We were rehearsing in Vegas. And now we start Nashville rehearsals in April and hopefully be open very soon. And I think we're going to start pre-sale. We may push it, but I think we're going to start pre-sale in the next few weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby. I cut my...
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Last weekend, I got a little snippet preview. Not even a preview, because it wasn't actually anything of substance, but Chuck was just like telling me how things were going. And then he was, I don't know, took it upon himself to become the main character of the show for about, I don't know, less than 10 seconds, but he's like, picture I'm wearing a dress, and like starts moving his hands, and then it was over very quickly. But I was like, all right, it sounds great, pal. It sounds like it's going to be really good.
Oh my gosh.
Not a good selling
what
point.
What a visual.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
People, no. Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be good. I'm talking about your actions. I was like, okay. We're going to leave that up to the main character.
I mean, listen, if I got to pretend to be in a dress, I got to get into character.
You do you, pal.
So.
Wait, are you selling moonshine there?
We are.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we'll sell moonshine there. Actually, the drinks that we're working on for Shiners are phenomenal.
Woo!
I will say.
Cannot wait.
Is there a VIP bar?
There is. There's an owner's box.
Catch me there.
There's a VIP bar upstairs.
I'm not an owner, but I know him, so.
Oh, we're going to have a loge section upstairs.
Can I get one of those, like, lifetime member passes? Like, you know, like, really important people that, like, their dad owns the Lakers, so they have, like, a lifetime pass to any Lakers game ever. Maybe. I know you're not my dad, but like, you know, I could get a lifetime pass to the Woolworth.
100%.
Like sneaking in the back door. They're like, who are you? Awesome. Like,
I have a lifetime pass.
You flash your card.
I got a key.
I'm in Nappy Tab's dressing room. They're like, ma'am, get out.
Ma'am.
My voice is a little hoarse today because I've been interviewing people like Jimmy Allen. Interviewed him earlier today at the Opry. I interviewed Sean Johnson, Olympic gold medalist. I've interviewed Tracy Lawrence.
Love him.
Even interviewed myself.
You interviewed yourself?
Sure did.
Somehow that does not surprise me.
Interviewed myself because, remember when I told you Road Stories that I did? It's like it's an animated show.
On the Circle.
Thank you, on the Circle Network. And it's when artists come in, they tell their favorite road stories, and the cartoonist, the animator, makes their story come to life. So that's why I did myself. So I acted as both. I said, Chuck, tell me about this. And then I'd be like, well, that's a great question,
Chuck.
Oh
my gosh, you actually do that.
I did it.
Oh my gosh.
It's good for you.
I think it'll be a funny one.
Just because you can be funny.
a quarter of half the time. I'm pretty funny.
A quarter of half the time.
Anyway, so season two, Road Stories, got picked up. So we're doing season two.
Look at you.
You know?
You got I can't talk. You got a lot going on.
Today I do. Today.
I know. I feel like it pretty much every day.
All right. Do we care about I appreciate you saying that. I feel like you're paying attention. I think you got a lot going on because we have not talked about this. You took a new job.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
What?
We'll get to it.
Can we not talk about it?
We can. I just mean like we'll get to it after we get through all our stuff.
Well, I'm pivoting now.
Well. You're ruining our transition that Abby and I set up that you weren't paying attention to before we started recording.
We have a plan.
And I said, are you ready? And you went, and like made some noise before you pressed record. Oh. And then I was talking about my Shrek face. I didn't know we were recording and you blew up my spot.
Okay. So yes, I'm ready.
No, you missed that. That was about 40 minutes ago, pal.
Well, what am I supposed to say?
You're supposed to move on to your next bullet point.
Yeah. After New Music Monday, then we'll...
You're ruining everything.
Okay.
I take it all back. I said you have a lot going on.
Okay.
And you said, thank you. I feel like you're paying attention. I'm like, yes, I pay attention to my friends' lives.
Oh, thank you.
Abby has got a bunch of stuff on her plate because the other producer slash like person that works with her took a new job. So Abby absorbed a lot of her, you know, responsibilities.
That's true.
So now she's got her plate plus her, you know, old coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And that new boyfriend.
She's coming in at all angles, literally.
Right. Or is he?
Jesus
Christ. You know what I'm saying?
I knew that was coming.
You know what I'm saying?
You said it for him.
That's right.
I didn't mean to do that. I'm sorry, Abby.
How has your
life... I was actually being empathetic towards your current work situation, but you
thank
know.
You.
How's your life been so since you've gotten some steady?
It's
Wait, we also didn't talk about your performance in Florida.
Oh yeah, that was awesome. It was fun.
We forgot about that. Well, I didn't forget.
The podcast isn't over.
Well, I just mean I just meant we've seen her since the last time she did that. That's all I mean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How was that about Strawberry Festival? Yeah.
It was great. Yeah. And he went.
Did he meet the Bobby Bones cast of characters?
He met a few. He met Eddie.
Did he meet the Bobby Bones? Mm-mm. Was that on purpose on your behalf?
No. I just think he was busy. I didn't want to bother him.
Oh, Bobby was busy.
Yeah.
So what did your boyfriend think about does he like...
Your life.
Yeah, does he think you're like, man, oh, my girl's a star?
I don't know about that. I mean, he says that. I mean, I don't know.
He likes, yeah.
What do you mean you don't know? You're the only one there.
I know. No, he thinks it's cool. Like, he paid a lot to go visit. Like, it was very expensive. And I could not believe.
Oh, to fly out
to fly to Florida for one day to see me. I was like, that's so sweet.
That is sweet. That means he likes you.
Yeah.
For real.
Well, no guy's ever done that.
You were telling me about whatever like travel debacle he had a while back and he still made that work. I'm like, where there's a will, there's a way, ladies.
Did you guys know he almost died? Like he choked?
Excuse me?
Yeah. You told me that. When did you tell me that?
Wait. Sorry. On a strawberry? At the strawberry festival?
You know what? I heard it on the Bobby Bones show.
Yeah. Okay. I mentioned it. Okay. So we went to eat with my parents in Wichita.
Okay.
I went to stay with him and then we met my parents, went to eat. He got up really fast and went to the bathroom. And I was like, that was weird. He didn't say anything. And then he came back and he was acting kind of weird, but I didn't really say anything. I thought he was like nervous to meet my parents or something. In the bathroom, he choked on a piece of meat and it ruptured his esophagus. So there was like...
And he said nothing?
Yeah, he did not say anything.
He couldn't. He was choking.
He was choking, but he got back and like he could breathe and everything. So he was like, fine. And then he drove home. And it started hurting really bad. And he had to be life-flighted in a helicopter to Kansas City on a freaking helicopter. If they said if he wouldn't have gone in.
I am shook right now.
Yes.
Choking is scary. I do not, like, no, I'm not into it.
Like, his chest was full of air because it, like, there was, like, a small hole.
Oh, so there's that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was bad.
I'm glad he's okay. When was this?
That was, like, 4 weeks ago.
Is he recovered now? Like, how long does an esophagus take to reconstruct?
He eats, like, mashed potatoes. Poor guy.
So what's he got to, how do they fix
it? Wait, okay. Surgery? Did he just, like, take a bite too big? What's going on? I need this to not happen to me because I'm sweating thinking about it. I will cut my steak into little nugget-sized pieces.
Seriously, though. Apparently, like, it's happened before. He just has, like, a small throat.
What?
Yeah, like, that's a thing on some people.
All right, I'm sweating. Well, I'm glad he's okay. Yeah, sorry that happened. He'll never forget meeting your parents, eh?
Exactly. I was like, really?
What did your parents say? Like, what did your parents say?
I mean, they could not believe it. Really? Yeah. After I go eat with him? Of course, it would have to be when I'm eating with you.
She finally finds the one.
Don't even say that.
Well, I mean, I find it. Yeah, and then he's
we're not putting that out into the universe.
No, he's fine. He got lifelighted. He's good.
Jesus, I can't. Like, why'd you get lifelighted? I choked on a piece of steak. And be like, excuse me.
Yeah. No, he would have. Oh no, he would have had to have surgery. But they did like an X-ray where you like drink that dye that shows up, and it wasn't big enough. He just was on like,
all I can picture IV. Is Miss Doubtfire right now. Help is on the way to you.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's what I said.
Yeah. Just like hops over the thing, starts Heimlich.
That's why I was like, you should have let us do the Heimlich. Yeah. So if you're choking, don't go in the bathroom.
Yeah. That's right. I would have. One time I almost choked and it was on a piece of chicken. It was at my grandma's 85th birthday party and it was very scary. My boyfriend at the time did a Heimlich on me. I stuck my hand down my throat and like pulled a piece of chicken out that was like, I swear to God. Listen, I didn't cut it correctly, and it was one of those things that was like had two lives, so it like flapped open, and so once I swallowed it, like opened.
Oh my!
It was
gosh.
I 0 out of 10 recommend that. I was literally just like making noises and like patting my chest because I couldn't talk, and luckily my boyfriend was smart enough to figure out that I was choking, and he did a little Heimlich on me, and then I just like pulled it out, and I was like, oh my God,
that is
it's terrifying. Very scary when you can't like take a deep breath in. That's no thanks. Why are we talking about this? I don't like this. Yeah, anyways, Strawberry Festival. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I don't know how we got on that. No, it's great.
My anxiety is kicking in.
Start talking faster and faster and faster.
Here we go.
Wow.
Okay, so you got on the stage. You got to perform. What'd you perform?
I did the national anthem before.
Okay.
Actually.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And then I did Heads Carolina, Tails California.
Oh, perfect.
During the set.
Did you have any fans?
There were people actually yelling, and I was like, what are you
doing?
I
love you, Abby.
Yeah, they actually were.
Really?
And I was like, what is happening?
What
like,
a good, that's a good look for you.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so famous. I'm proud of you guys.
Really. I was like, why are you saying hi? What's so special?
I love that.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. I'm not used to that.
Good look for you.
Like amazing.
That. Thanks.
Well, you know what? I feel like Bobby and the, what are they, the
idiots?
Yeah, are going to have a lot more shows, and maybe this is just the beginning for you.
I think, I don't know about that.
Oh, they didn't like the way it went over?
I thought it was good, but I don't think they're good. I don't know why.
Is Lunchbox any nicer to you now?
No.
He's still
mean to
you?
Actually, he's kind of a little nicer, yeah.
Oh.
I guess. He just stopped talking.
He has a lot of balls to talk about your singing when he... Have you seen his dance moves on TikTok?
Yes.
Like, he's got a lot of balls to be talking about someone's abilities when I've seen that dude. He cannot even clap on beat. He cannot find it if it was in the bucket. Uh-uh.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
He says I sound nasally. I've said that before.
Who cares?
Does he realize his name is Lunchbox?
There's a lot like, of there's a lot of great singers that are nasal singers. Brett Young's a nasal singer.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
In case you didn't know.
Oh, there we go.
I'm crazy about.
How do you fix that?
I
think you're born
you
with like a different body.
Instead of like, in case you didn't know. He's in case you didn't know.
Wow, interesting. People say if you sing more from your diaphragm, it gets rid of it. Is that true?
Well, you're singing through your nose is what they say. Okay. But yeah, you could sing more from your diaphragm. It will deepen up a little bit.
I'll work on that.
Think about it. Listen, Gary LaVox, he sings high, like kind of nasally sometimes.
Exactly.
So you'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
It works for others.
The world is your oyster.
Woo!
Yeah, open it up and take the pearl.
You are so good at accents. So good.
Open it up and take the pearl.
What kind of accent is that? That's a speech impediment. That's not an accent. You need to go to speech therapy.
You said pearl.
Pearl.
Open it up and take the pearl.
Oh my God, doll.
Yeah, it's like a Massachusetts.
You just sound drunk. Like, I don't know.
Are most people from Massachusetts?
They should be. I don't know how cold it is up there.
I feel like everybody from Boston's drunk.
That's like
park the car and take out the garbage.
That's right. You park the car.
Park the car. Where's my fucking knife?
You piece of garbage.
You piece of garbage.
That's the one.
You piece of trash.
Accent. I can't.
Oh, God. She's worse than you.
How do you do that?
Okay.
Okay, next.
We need to work on our accents, you guys.
You don't. You got it down.
Well, my mom grew up on the Cape. So I went to her high school reunion, like, oh my God, you look just like your mother. Yeah, that's how they talk.
That sounds exactly.
Oh all my right. God, Patty Shea, you're Patty Shea's daughter. You look just like your mother.
Oh, that sounds just like the Whatchamacall girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks for the description.
Peta, you look just like your mother.
Oh my God, Peta.
You look just like your mother. Do we care about what award shows anymore like we used to?
There's so many that you can't
yeah,
up.
I mean, I feel like winning awards are cool. Don't we want to do that? We should care about them.
True. I mean, that is our goal this year, I guess.
Is anybody else sweating? Are you guys warm? Mm-hmm. Okay.
No, I mean,
Abby's face is pink, but like, man, my armpits.
No, but I feel
moist.
Like
moist,
like really hot.
I feel like award shows don't people don't care as much.
I just think that it is definitely less of a spectacle. First of all. I mean, we talked about the ACMs briefly, but we didn't really recap it after it happened. But like the switch to Amazon Prime with no commercials, clutch. It was only 2 hours. I do think they could have had like an intermission or something. But instead of it taking 3 hours with 62.5 million hours of commercial in between, it was just like bang, bang, bang. It was like an actual event award show, straight through performances, win the award, get up, say your speech, get off, next. Like,
so you liked
that. I loved the efficiency of that because it kept my attention. And then I was like, oh, it's almost done. I do think we could have used like one intermission because I had to pee and I didn't want to miss anything. So that's my only like, you know, feedback.
You think they made a mistake by putting it in a big, huge football arena?
I didn't know if it was because of COVID or not. They tried to have people spaced out, but I do think it looked rather empty, which I think is kind of, you know, not the best look. However, I thought it was more of like a COVID protocol to make sure that people didn't, you know, spread their cooties.
Hmm.
But I'm making that up. I have no idea if that's the reason why.
No, it wasn't the reason why.
Yeah, well, they could go with it.
I mean, that's a good excuse.
I thought it was cool, though. They had the multiple different stages, some up, some down, some, you know, like Walker Hayes literally lapped the whole parking lot, came in, went down the stairs, got a hot dog out on the concourse and made it to the stage by the end of the song. I was like, dang, this guy is moving.
It's a lie. He's in good shape, though. Yeah.
He works out at boot camp.
Oh, does he?
Not frequently, but he has worked out. I should preface that. He has worked out at boot camp.
Yeah. If anybody could do that, he can do it.
He's in good shape. He kept up.
Good shape. What'd you think about it?
I think you mean those specific awards?
Or we could talk about the ACMs, or you could talk about... I mean, listen, I turned on the iHeart Awards, and I thought the thing that was different about that one was, and it caught me off guard, is... I turned it on just in time, and not on purpose, when Jason won for Country Song of the Year with If I Didn't Love You with Carrie.
Was Carrie there too?
No, she was not there. She was
doing it in Vegas. Vegas style, yeah.
Vegas residency.
Wait, where were the iHeart Awards then?
LA.
Oh.
LA. Okay. So I turn it on, and Lainey Wilson's on there and saying, doing this whole spiel about something. And she goes, and Jason, Jason Aldean's here, and he's also the winner of this. Like, they didn't say who he was up against.
Oh, you know they didn't even say what the nominees are. Yeah, they're just like, hey, Jason won. Is that because you think nobody cares about country music in the grand scheme of iHeart listeners?
No, they did it with all the awards.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Like, where they just say the winner.
That is kind of weird.
They didn't say, like, nominated for this is blah, 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 blah. They just said.
Yeah, that's weird.
And they did, like, a little blip beforehand.
Were there any performances?
Yes.
Okay, maybe.
I mean, I didn't mind it. I thought it was kind of cool.
I mean, I like the nominees, though. I would feel weird if they were just like, hey, you know, Thomas Rhett won this. I'd be like, oh, who else was nominated? That would be my first question.
Well, that's the
that.
Only thing that, right, is like if you're not, like, let's say you're nominated. Well, then you're bummed out because you don't get your name called on TV, you know?
True.
Because that's part of it.
Because now you can't say, well, it's just an honor to be nominated. You can't say it anymore.
They didn't even know that you were nominated.
Yeah, you can't say it anymore.
You can. I feel like you can always use that because it is an honor to be nominated. That means that you were considered and you weren't forgotten about.
Right. But only really you know about it in the industry.
Speaking of Lainey Wilson, that chick is taken off.
You think so?
She won two ACMs and she won an iHeart Award.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, the third month of the year. I think she's doing pretty good.
Oh, okay.
I think that she's on her way up.
I hope so. Yeah, she's fantastic.
I think she's talented and she's very nice. She is friends with some of my mutual friends and they all have very positive things to say about her as like a human being in general. But then I also just enjoy her music. So I feel like it's a win-win. She can rock a pair of bell bottoms like anybody.
Oh my gosh, I know.
Whatever she was wearing at the iHeart Awards was cool. I don't know what it was. It was cool looking.
She always has a nice little like almost Elvis-y looking bell bottom getup.
This one was like similar, but it was different. This is something I've never seen.
I didn't watch the award, so I'm behind here.
Yeah, I feel like I need to show you what she was wearing.
Yeah, I just feel like she has a very unique style. And I appreciate that about her because she stands out. She doesn't look like every other girl in country music, which is obviously working out well for her. So go ahead, Lainey. We should get her on here.
I know. I think the weird thing about
awards,
though,
she's too famous for us.
It's like, I think people get confused because it's like the Entertainer of the Year at the ACMs and like the Best Country Artist at One Awards. They're different.
Yeah.
And so people are like, okay, then what's more special? Like,
yeah. It is hard. I wish there was some sort of like, ranking of what award, like, as you know, like the Grammys are the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you win a Grammy, if you're nominated for a Grammy, you're up there. Like you can't be a nobody and be considered in the Grammy talking points. So I wonder what the level of like importance.
Well, Grammys is more insider. Like it doesn't mean you can win a Grammy and not have commercial success.
But that's what I'm saying. Like you are in your, I guess this is my opinion, but I think if you win a Grammy, you are what it's all about. You're more than just commercial success. They didn't slap a Pepsi label on you and you just like sold tickets. Like you actually eat, sleep and breathe your craft.
Yeah. I think there's some truth to that. I also think Grammys, you know, you get nominated for also what's going on in the world. Like they're very aware of what's happening.
Woke.
Yeah, like they're very aware if something or someone or like a political message or whatever it is, they're very aware of that, I feel like. And I feel like you always find people that are nominated in certain years to support certain agendas.
Sure, of course. That I feel like isn't that
But right. every single year, the Grammys comes out, you always see a name you never even heard of.
Yeah.
And you're just like, who's that? Which is kind of cool because it introduces you to people you would never hear of.
True.
Because they don't have commercial success.
Yeah.
So I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that's my just outside opinion looking in on, the Grammys.
Do you think the Grammys or the Oscars are more fitting an agenda? Because I feel like I don't even know that I've ever watched the Oscars in my life. But when they talk about this movie was nominated for an Oscar, and then you watch it, I'm like, this is the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I feel like that happens more times than not. To me, when it comes to movies, I don't know, maybe I'm not a movie buff or educated enough. I don't know.
Well, there's a big difference between inside opinions, inside the business opinions, politically driven opinions. Mm-hmm. And when I say politically, I don't mean literally politically, left versus right.
Right.
I mean politically.
The politics within the industry.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you look at all those different things, and there's certain award shows that lean heavier in that, where, the best award show you can have is a fan voted award show.
Like the CMT Awards.
Yes, but you still got to get nominated. Are they all fan voted?
I'm pretty sure that's what the CMT thing is. I mean, don't quote me on that. I got to double check it, but I know that they lean heavily on fan support more so than the ACMs and the CMAs do.
Because ACM, it's like the Academy.
Right? Yeah, you have to be in the industry to vote. For right. the ACMs.
Same with
the CMAs.
And same with the Grammys.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I thought it was a little more fan.
Grammys?
Not the whole thing. I just thought that they had a fan. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So I believe, what is it? The American Music Awards? I think they have.
AMAs.
AMAs have a fan.
Then there's the Billboard Awards. There's so many award shows. So
that was the whole point of me asking. Do we care about award shows anymore? Because there's so many.
True. There should just be 2 a year.
What they should do, I like it when they have a combination of things. So they take some awards do, and
that's what the Entertainer of the Year is.
What do they take?
A combination of just an overall who you are as an artist. Radio play, streaming, tickets, outside ventures, the fact are you entertaining when I actually show up and watch you sing and dance and do your thing? Whole combination of that.
And that's put into the voting process.
That is what's understood about being the Entertainer of the Year.
Oh, I know that, but what they should do, how it should be, is you should take all the numbers. So you should take radio play, how many, literally how much radio play they got, and then you should take how many tickets they sold, and then you should take how many commercials they did, what they brought. It should be an all numbers game, and the industry should not vote on it.
Be able to weigh in on it. Yeah, it should just be straight facts, straight science.
Yeah, because technically the industry doesn't really go to the show.
Industry.
Most of, you know what I'm saying? Most of them are, they see them do the hometown show or a couple shows a year, but they don't see them on the road 80 shows a year. They don't see the ins and outs. Anyway.
Yeah, CMT is all fan voted, by the way.
Every single award?
Yep. Yeah. You go to cmt.com. You can vote up to 10 times.
Jeez, I need to start voting for myself. I love Chuck Wicks. From the same email over and over again.
Oh my gosh.
cwicks@gmail.com.
cwicks@hotmail.com. Okay. cwicks@gmail2.com. cwicks3, cwicks4, cwicks5. Anyway, we got on a kick about
that. Yeah, there's a lot about awards.
So, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Well, to answer your question, I don't know if they're still important. There's too many to count.
Should we just cut all
that? A long, convoluted area.
Some of it. All right, let's get to New Music Monday.
Woo!
What were you guys talking about? Did I mess up the?
It's fine. It's over now. We'll get there.
Well, so we are still going someplace.
Yeah, we're going someplace. It's just not going to be nearly as smooth as Abby and I wanted it to be anymore. What was your new song, Chuck? You start us off.
I'd like to start with my good buddy, my bowling partner, my home state friend, Jimmy Allen. And it is called...
Are you waiting for me to say? Or are you waiting for me to play?
Down Home.
Okay. Down home. Oh, you know mama's still cooking them down home grits. I promise I'm working with this guitar about as hard as I can. I met a girl, bought a house, I put a nice little payment down. It's still where my heart is, this down home kid. It's just how you left and I still hate that you're gone. I wish you were here.
But I hope I'm making you proud to know you're up there looking down home.
That's a good song. Aww, right there.
It's so good.
If you listen to the lyrics, really good. Mm-hmm. I like Jimmy.
Yeah, we didn't know. That.
Sorry.
I saw a thing.
That was the wrong button. For yeah, that.
Way wrong.
What did you want?
You
are just like that was faithful. Not. Yeah, that's not
this one.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I missed that one.
All right, so Down Home. Do we know who won the last one?
Oh yeah, I did. I don't know.
What was the last
New
one?
Music Monday?
We haven't done a New Music Monday in a minute though, because we had Drake White as guest.
I probably won. We'll just go with I won.
All right, that's so. Fine. You can win it.
I'm just kidding.
Right. Okay, I'll do mine. Mine was actually inspired by the ACMs, not to bring back award shows, but I truly have to say that I have like completely written off Breland. I had not really like dove into any of his music, didn't really know what he was about. And then at the ACMs, he performed with Thomas Rhett, and my song is called Praise the Lord, and it's a banger.
Praise the Lord! Dirt up on my Chevrolet. Praise the Lord for Sunday morning, a paycheck Friday afternoons.
That's the one I did at the awards. I loved it.
Is there an echo in this room?
I know you said it
before. I honestly don't know how country that is, but like I was very entertained by his performance, and I just feel like if you listen to that song, you don't bop around to it. Like that's a catchy beat right there.
Oh, I know. I love the song. I don't know if it is country. I wouldn't consider it country music, but I do love the song.
But I think it's entertaining, and I do love a good dance party. We all know that. So.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Sister Act.
Wow. Oh, I love Doesn't that movie. Doesn't
it? Yeah. Sister Act was my jam.
Mine too.
It reminds me of that. Come on. What's the song in it?
I've never seen this movie, so I don't know.
You shut your mouth.
I have never
you
seen.
You have never seen Sister Act?
No.
I will follow him.
Follow not that him one. Wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep. A mountain so high it can keep me away.
Wow.
Away from my heart, love.
Oh, yes, I love.
What do you know? Chuck and Abby are singing at me. What a change of pace.
There's another one, though, right? Are you thinking of a different one?
Yeah.
It's so good.
I don't know. Anyway.
I guess I'm going to add that to my list of movies to watch this summer.
It's very go to church.
Both perfect. Of them are good. Yeah, I like both.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans, and yet
There's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from the Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, so praise the Lord.
Yeah, Breland and TR.
Breland and TR, and then mine was Down Home, Jimmy Allen, and yours is?
So I just picked mine today because we talked to Sean Silva. He is the director of all of Kenny Chesney's videos.
Why did you just change your whole persona?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared, honestly.
Did you notice that?
Yeah. First of all, that's not your voice. You don't sit like that. And why are your hands clenched so tightly?
I don't know what's happening. I don't know. I think I'm a little slap happy, sleep deprived. A lot of things. Okay. It is called Everyone She Knows.
I love you. She's born with all the boys, and the men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows.
Same.
Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. Don't call their exes up to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No.
Love it.
The first line of the song is like, everyone she knows is, or all her friends are having babies and all this stuff. I'm like, preach. It's literally, I don't want to say I'm completely, but I think I'm pretty much over the wedding invite stage. Every invite I get now is a baby shower.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm in the baby shower gang. Gang, gang.
Gang, gang.
I love weddings.
All right, so listen, if you want to vote on that, vote for your favorite New Music Monday. You go to what number? You know it's coming, Sammy.
I can't wait.
Six.
I'm going to do the last four digits with you. Here we go. Hold on. Yeah, okay.
615-295-8853.
You guys killed it.
Let's do it again.
No, we already got the freaky phone number. People know. It's in the description of the podcast. When you click on the episode, it says the phone number. It's like, today, Chuck and Sammy and Abby talked about everything. And this is a phone number if you want to be a part of it. You guys don't need to sing it two and a half seconds.
Just say that part again. Here's the phone number if you want to be a part of it. Just say that part.
No.
Here's the phone number.
I quit.
Say, here's the phone number if you want to be a part of it. Here's the phone number if you want to be a part of it.
Okay. 615-295-8853.
You guys are so obnoxious.
That's right. You know what I'm saying?
If anybody agrees with me, slide into my DMs. I want to know if I'm the only one that hates this or not.
Send those pics.
Hey, haters gonna hate.
You know what? Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Hate all day. Just on the number.
Yeah, hate all day, baby.
Anyways, what I was gonna say, what our smooth transition? Are you guys drunk? What is happening? I feel like the oxygen is lower on that side of the room or something.
I feel like I'm choking on a steak like her boyfriend.
Okay.
Oh, I'm kidding. He survived. He survived. He survived.
Anyways, the smooth transition that Abby and I were talking about that you ruined.
I'm sorry.
But it's okay. We're back at it. Is that she picked Kenny Chesney for her New Music Monday. And that is part of my big announcement of which job I have accepted.
Yes. Bow, 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 bow. Let's go. All right, tell the people.
The people, ladies and gentlemen, I have an announcement to make. I have accepted a job with Blue Chair Bay Rum and the Here and Now Kenny Chesney 2022 Summer Tour. Basically, I will be on the road for like 6 months, so see you guys nevs. I'll try and pop in when I can. I leave next week. And it is like essentially two tours. There's a bus tour. So we stop at like liquor stores and restaurants all throughout the country, with like samples and merch and stuff to sell the Blue Chair Bay Rum and whatever locations we're allowed to type of thing. So there's like hundreds of stores across the country we'll be at. And then there's also the other half, which supports the tour. So we'll be at like stadium shows. There's 24 stadiums and a handful of like amphitheaters and smaller venues as well. And I will be wearing a Blue Chair Bay Rum shirt. Yes. Apparently, I'm now a rum gal. I'm trying to like learn all the flavors and all the tasting notes and make sure that I'm educated in basically everything about every version of, or versionless me flavor that's available. And yeah, that's what I'm doing. I guess I'm excited. I'm very excited. It's going to be something unique. I went from radio to records, and I'll be doing touring. I think it will be a very unique experience to live on a tour bus for pretty much 6 months straight. And I mean, I'm excited because I'm going to travel the country, which I love traveling, but it's also just kind of frightening because there's already a light at the end of the tunnel. Like, the tour only goes to the end of August. So I know that I do have an end date. So I'm still trying to like actively look for work for when the tour is over, when I come back to Nashville full time. But that is in a while, and I'm trying not to get ahead of myself, and I'm just trying to celebrate my new pal, Kay Chez.
I think this is great. Yes. And I think it deserves this. Nope, that's not the one. That's not the one.
If you play old with you, I'm going to lose my mind.
No.
Oh my God, Luke.
What is that?
Where's the applause?
Oh, blue.
Here we go.
Start spreading the new.
I do love some Frankie.
Right, did we get rid of the applause?
We got rid of the applause.
What was the Hey Luke one? We should put it on that. That sounded tragic.
Yeah, that was the that's the when we had Caroline Bryan in here. Luke Bryan's wife.
That was 100 years ago.
It was.
Anyways, if you guys are Kenny Chesney fans.
This is what we meant to do.
Yeah. And Rum fans, please come out and see the bus tour.
And look for Sammy.
And look for me. I will be at the majority of those stops and all of the stadiums and the majority of the amphitheaters, and bing, bang, boom, baby. Right.
So for the record, you're not leaving Love Country Talk to
Chat. No. I'm not leaving. I just will be very, very unavailable. I'll check in.
No, we have to. We're going to. Okay. If you can't make it the week we record, the day we record.
Yeah.
We're going to call you on the road and we're going to get checkups from you from the Kenny Chesney tour.
We can do a live look on the beautiful, I'm sure very glamorous life of living on a wrapped bus.
100%.
Yeah.
And then when you can make it, like, which is probably like a Monday or Tuesday, that's when we'll record the show.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're still in. I'm proud of you.
I mean, yes, I'm still in. I'm not leaving. I just will not be as available.
Emotionally and physically.
You know, I've already been emotionally unavailable for a while. I'd say about 31 years. JK, that's JK, a joke. JK. Hey, well, you know what? Every single person, all of my friends, my mother, like the first thing she said to me about, I was like, should I take this job? Should I accept this? She's like, maybe you'll meet your husband.
Oh, you
and
might.
I was like, you know what, Mom? I was talking about work, but for sure, let's go straight to that.
Hey, every door opens for a reason.
I am very excited about the number of humans that I can potentially meet on this tour for a vast array of reasons. If one of them happens to be my husband, bring it on.
I love this.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's definitely different. And I'm just building that resume and trying to keep my head above water and pay my mortgage and, I don't know, be a good person.
All right.
Woo, that's,
Sammy's got a job. Sammy's got a job. Sammy's got a job. okay. No, what was that one? No.
This is my Sammy's got a job.
No, I'm trying to do it. No.
Why is this still happening?
Sammy's got a job. Oh, yeah, now. Sammy's got a job.
After they listen to this podcast, they might fire me.
Oh.
No, they. I mean, no, she cares. Say it ain't so. Sammy's got a job. Yes, she does. I'm Kenny Chesney.
I don't know what to do.
Anyways, sorry about that.
Okay, I need to get 4 hours of sleep every day so that I can be like,
this is on four? Maybe not. This is 4 hours?
Yeah. This whole week and last week.
All right, we got to go home, guys. Mm. Oh, by the way, CMA Fest is coming back.
No way.
Yeah, we'll talk more about it.
I won't
later.
Be here.
We'll talk more about it next episode.
Okay.
On the next episode.
Bye. I was going to say something, but.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. I love you.
Come on.
I don't remember.
Were you going to cuss?
No, not at all. I never do that.
Love Country, talk to Chuck.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.